This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Uriel de Loera Martinez. Date of birth, June the 3rd, 1961. Case ID number is 103-68998. Date of exam, April the 2nd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 1/5/2024. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old divorced male times two with two children in Mexico who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Parkinson's disease with left cerebral vascular accident. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he was chief of projects of the government in Mexico for 6 years. He also worked as a mechanic and a tile placer in the United States for approximately 3 to 4 years. And at the present time, he lives in a house and is being taken care of by his neighbor. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, Parkinson's disease with left cerebral vascular accident. History of allegations. The claimant states that on February the 7th, 2022, he was taken to a hospital in Mexico by ambulance, secondary to having a left medial cerebral artery ischemic attack, which also caused him to have some hemiparesis bilaterally. This was confirmed with the CT scan, which was performed on February the 28th, 2022. The claimant initially presented with generalized weakness of all extremities, decreased balance, but good vision. He also presented with marked dysphagia, decreased cognitive and mental ability, and syncopal episode. He denies any seizures. His residual symptoms include weakness of all four extremities, decreased balance, but good vision. The claimant still has dysphagia and almost all aphasia and has difficulty with cognitive and communicative abilities. His memory is very poor, and someone else had to give most of the history for his condition. He has had syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 20 feet with assistance, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma. And he does have a cane and a wheelchair that he left at home. The claimant is unable to climb stairs. He does have a shuffle gait from Parkinson's disease, which was diagnosed in 2007 and was being treated with levodopa and carbidopa. The claimant is right-handed dominant, but is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes or lift anything above his head. He is presently on multiple medications for his condition, which include fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD, clonazepam, 2 milligrams QD, levodopa, 250 milligrams / carbidopa, 25 milligrams. QD. Hypromelosa, 0.5%, one drop QD to each eye. His condition is stable at this time. However, he does suffer from generalized weakness and decrease in function of both hands. He was diagnosed with left cerebral vascular accident with generalized paresis, complicated with Parkinson's disease. And he was also diagnosed with a left medial cerebral artery ischemic infarct. The claimant does have contracture of the right hand and is unable to make a full closed fist. And as noted earlier, he has multiple symptoms of Parkinson's disease. He is seeing a physician in Mexico and did bring some of his records. He is presently on no medication for pain and does minimal physical activity. He does live alone but does have friends and family members to care for him. Family history: his father is 88 and has diabetes mellitus and chronic renal failure. His mother died at the age of 64 from complications of diabetes mellitus. Medications: fluoxetine 20 milligrams QD, haloperidol 1 milligram POQD, PRN is needed, clonazepam 2 milligrams POQD, tamoxifloxacin 0.4 milligrams QD, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, levodopa 250 milligrams / cardiodopa 25 milligrams QD, hypromelosa optic drops 0.5%, one drop QD to both eyes, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, medical problems: Parkinson's disease, diagnosed in 2007, left cerebral ischemic vascular attack on 2/11/2022, with generalized paresis of all four extremities, dysphagia, and decreased cognitive and mental status. Major surgeries: left upper arm vertical surgical scar secondary to mass removal, which was benign. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 149 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 129 over 77 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 23. General: this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age, is in acute distress at this time. He also appears not to be a very reliable historian, secondary to dysphagia / aphasia, who presented to my office for a disability examination with his neighbor, who had difficulty giving the history. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal with some mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have very poor dentition and hygiene of his mouth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times 3 and had very poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and he had moderate to severe dysphagia and dysarthria, and his mood was somewhat flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, and he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were zero bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at zero. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, especially for cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6, as well as 9, 10, and 11 and 12. He is able to eat but has difficulty. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and the claimant did have a shuffle gait. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane, and was able to ambulate with assistance from a neighbor with a very short shuffle gait, and was not able to ambulate at a normal rate at all. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign was positive. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have generalized palpable muscle spasms of all extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for contracture of the right hand. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine, and he was unable to forward flex the thoracic or lumbar spine at all. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 30 degrees bilaterally, and he was unable to get up on top of the table to do one in the supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex at a 90-degree angle with much difficulty. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a tandem rate without assistance and had a shuffled gait with much weakness. He could not stand on foot but one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires an assisted device at all times, and more likely than not needs to be in a wheelchair. Neurological, grip strength is plus 2 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is unable to make a full closed fist. Grip, opposed fingers or pinch at this time. He appears to have a flexure of the right hand as well at a 90 degree angle. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact. For cranial nerves 3, 4, 6, and 9 through 12, reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were abnormal at 0. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 3 over 5 for the upper and lower extremities and for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is grossly abnormal for both hands. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears but does not speak well and has dysphagia as well as dysarthria. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for paresis of all four extremities. The claimant does hear well but does not speak well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of a cerebrovascular accident of the left side with generalized paresis of all four extremities. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. Secondary to the cerebrovascular accident, which was complicated with Parkinson's disease. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 2 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting and severe fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields, but no limitations in his visual acuity. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left cerebrovascular accident complicated with Parkinson's disease. Probable diagnosis. Number one, Parkinson's disease with left-sided cerebrovascular accident and generalized paresis with dysphagia / dysarthria and decrease in mental status, both cognitive and memory-wise. Probable diagnosis, Parkinson's disease with cerebrovascular accident of the left side with generalized paresis and decreased motor function as well as cognitive function. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has not seen a physician here but brought me some medical records from Mexico, and he appears to not be not doing very well at this time, but his condition is stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Aurel de Loerera Martinez.